Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm so grateful that you are spending your time here with me and my guest. We're going to have a guest today, and his name is James Loy Jr. But before we get to our guest, I want to explain to my new listeners, or share with my new listeners, what the hell, what is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Reality Spirituality, it's not a show about religion. It's a guide to living connected, and living connected to the most powerful energy source. Some people use the term God. Some people use the term higher power, source energy. I like to use the term universe. And this show is about how to strategies, tools, different perspectives, how to live connected. In every moment of your life. And when you do live connected, guess what? Guess what happens? You're happy. Not only you're happy, I'm talking about an internal happiness, an internal contentment, an internal peace, an internal foundation that you know everything is in order, that you trust that everything that is happening is supposed to happen, and that you surrender to each moment. And that's what the show shares. It doesn't matter your external circumstances. It doesn't matter what's happening externally. It doesn't matter what our guest is going to talk about today, money. It doesn't matter if you don't have anything in your bank account. I'm talking about this internal peace, this internal contentment. Nothing can shake it. Nothing can move you. And that's a way to live connected throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month, throughout your years. One of my favorite quotes is, you cannot have a happy journey to an unhappy. What? No, sorry. Jesus. One of my favorite quotes is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I can't believe I messed that up. That's okay. That's what the show is about, reality, spirituality. And so that's what the show talks about is the journey and how to remain connected in the journey. And before I introduce my guest, I want to let my audience know that you can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. You can like Reality Spirituality on Facebook, and my website is www.RebeccaNorrington.com. And let me introduce my guest, because we haven't had a guest on the show that is talking about money. And, you know, that is such a powerful topic. I don't know when it starts. But this concept of having it or not having it can bring us up, can bring us down, can just really mess with us. Money is so powerful. I'm trying to think if it's one of the most powerful, probably one of the most powerful topics, powerful entities, powerful discussions. Because I don't know about you, but living paycheck to paycheck for a while, it bothered me. It bothered me. And I have to say that my own journey is just surrendering it to all of it. But let's talk to our guest. and get his perspective, because he's an expert. James Goy Jr. is a speaker, a mind power coach, and the author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. What? Using Mind Power. His book is a serious work in which he quotes 160 other books. The U.S. edition is available worldwide through Ingram Book Company and a second English language edition that's available on Indian subcontinent through India. Jesus, what? We'll let James describe all of this. The book, okay, he's talking about where the book has been published, but James has lectured on metaphysics, spirituality, and with an emphasis on manifesting abundance. James believes that in today's economy, the information he shares is more needed than ever, and that his teachings could mean the difference between financial success and financial ruin for any individual, family, business, or organization. For more information, you can go to his website at James Goy, spelled JamesGoyJr.com. James, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm very excited to be here. And can I tell you that I just love that song, that lead-in. That's the coolest radio lead-in song I've ever heard, I think.
Well, let me give you a little bit of background, James. That song was created, produced, and sung by my number one and only son. And a couple of years ago when I first started the radio show, I asked him, because he's went to New York and he's into theater, music, acting, all that stuff. And so I said, you know, can you put something together for me? And of course, being who my son is, he, you know, waited and waited and waited until maybe 2 days before I had to air my first show. But that's my son, Nathan Norrington, singing. And that's his whole creation. But thank you for that.
Well, it's really something. It's one of these days I'm going to have a show myself. You know, I've been looking into possible venues for that. And cool. I think I want to have a song particularly for my show. I mean, that's just such a cool concept.
I love that. Well, let's stay connected, and my son can work on that for you if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay. So, James, talk to us, share with us, help us. first of all, let's start from the beginning. How did you even arrive at this place where you wrote a book about money?
Right. Well, it goes way back to my early days when I first came to California more than 30 years ago. And not too long after my arrival here, I started to find my first metaphysical books, you know, like Think and Grow Rich and books like this that had been around forever and were classics, and just many books that the whole concept of mind power and metaphysics and spirituality, it really gripped me right from the very beginning. So I was just haunting old bookstores and swap meets and yard sales and thrift stores and, you know, new bookstores and just finding all of these wonderful books. I mean, it was like just this whole new treasure had been opened to me. So I was reading everything I could get my hands on along these lines. And it wasn't too long in, a few years in, that I started actually teaching this stuff in small groups around San Diego County, like the, you know, the New Age bookstore circuit kind of thing. And also I lived over in Sedona, Arizona for a while and taught at a New Age teaching center over there. And but, you know, I always from the early days wanted to write, you know, and I have actually started several books, you know, even before starting this one, and didn't finish those. But, you know, this was the first one that I finished. But I noticed that, because I was teaching a lot about attracting money and abundance and all in my lectures and my classes. One ongoing class I had was for 10 months. And I noticed that people universally had a problem applying metaphysical techniques, mind power techniques, specifically for attracting money, even though they understood the concepts and could use it for other things. And so that's why I finally settled in on this idea. And I had read hundreds of books before I even got to start the book in 1999. And, you know, life, I mean, I was moving between states and just, you know, it was a big, and plus I read hundreds more books. You know, I collected up a lot of quotes and settled in on only 160 of those, but I collected a lot more. This book, even though you can read it in one or two sittings, actually took me from start to publication 9 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's a huge labor of love. And, you know, if I could have done it, I tell people I could have done it in a quarter of the time if I would have made the book four times longer. But it's surprisingly hard to write a really concise and powerful book. It really is. I learned so much about writing in the process. And also collecting all the quotes and doing all my additional research was a huge part of it, too. But I finally did publish it. Now it's in several languages. It's in there's an Indian, like you said, English language over in India. And it's also in Arabic, Spanish, and Italian to this point. So I'm very excited about how things are moving along.
Right, okay. But how did you narrow it down to money? Because you said that so many people had issue about money and attracting money. It's interesting. Have you heard of Abraham Hicks?
Yes, uh-huh. And I quote from one of those books in my book.
Okay. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to work. Are you in California?
Yes, I am. San Diego area.
Okay. Because I'm in California too, but I'm in Los Angeles. All right. So let's talk about some of the key. Share with us some of the key things why we're not able to attract money. What have you discovered?
Right. Well, first of all, you asked me why this book, and it really was, you know, part of it was just the need I saw that people weren't getting this subject, and the other was that it's the main area I was always interested in, you know, one of the main areas applying this science to, because money was always a challenge. And so, but, you know, the basic concept is that we create our own reality. It's what the mystics have been saying forever. It's what quantum physics is now teaching us, and what indeed hundreds and even thousands of teachers and teachings throughout the ages have been trying to get through to the average man, that you create your own reality. And you do this not just through your actions. You do this even more so because your actions stem from your thoughts and feelings. You do this more so from your thoughts and your feelings and the images you hold. Those are really the three main things. And as they operate through and cause the subconscious mind, bring the subconscious mind into action. And the subconscious mind is a part of the universal subconscious. We're all connected in this field of energy and consciousness. And that's why, and this is what I teach, you know, any psychologist will tell you that if you program your subconscious mind a certain way, change the programs, you will start to perform and act differently and think differently. This is true. But beyond that, the metaphysician or mind power practitioner knows that what we think and feel in our minds can actually make things happen out there. It can affect other people's actions and events as they're unfolding and things of this nature, circumstances as they are developing. And it does in a way that helps to bring your vision to fruition, and is such a fascinating process to watch that you can actually think and then see things happen out there in line with what you thought. I mean, that's the basic premise of it, and it's just, to me, it's one of the most exciting things in the world to be able to have this kind of power as human beings.
Yes. Now, you said thoughts, and you said behaviors, and what about vibrations? I mean, you're talking about the same thing, right? Because I believe to vibrationally be the same as what you want to attract.
Right, because vibration, it's all about vibration and frequency. Because we are emitting thoughts and emotions, and this is energy that goes out in the form of like sine waves. I mean, they have a positive and a negative element to them. They carry power. There's different, frequencies, low or high, depending on the nature of the thoughts. And like attracts like in the universe. And so we attract to ourselves things that are vibrationally compatible and in line with, substance-wise, what we are thinking. But here's the thing that the average person might miss is that we're not really creating here. I mean, you know, this, just as the mystics have been saying, this really is an illusion. It's like a, it's like an after a thought. It's like a reflection of what's real, but what we're seeing is not real. So what's real is in consciousness, the realm of consciousness and energy. And that is where we create. That's the great power we have, to be able to create with our minds. And then the reflection has to eventually rise up here if we stick to it and give it the power and the focus and the specificity it needs. It, then it arises here, but we create it first somewhere else. Now, people say, oh, how could I ever create having $1 million? Well, can you create it in your mind? Because then you have a chance of creating it here. You build it in your mind first, then you see it here. And, of course, in between, what links these two things together is physical action. But where I differ and make a distinction over some teachers I've heard is they're all about the action. Like, they think without the action, nothing will happen. And that is not true. I can give you experiences from my own life that you create the mental part of it, and then the physical part can manifest even with no physical action at all on your part. And so that's a very amazing component of this.
Well, listen, I wish you could see me over here because I'm up here nodding my head. Yes, 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 yes. And I totally agree with you. When people say, you know, you have to work, you have to work. No, you don't have to work. In fact, I have just taken on this concept of absolutely doing nothing unless I'm inspired to do something. And I do believe just this radio show, I mean, how it's evolved. It's just an evolution of things happening. And I mean, that's just great news that you don't have to do anything. And you're absolutely right. It all creates another world, another dimension, and another place. I love this. I love this game. Keep going. Then what happens?
Well, you know, you hit an important point, and that is about intuition or being inspired or being led and being guided. Those are the actions that we can have faith in, that we really know are the right actions. Because when we, you know, the average human being is going to say, okay, they're going to think, what do I want? They're going to come up with some kind of a goal, and then they're going to make a list of possible ways to get there, and then they're going to try to put that list in order. You know, what do they have to do? Get a business license, study up on, you know, internet marketing, whatever it happens to be. And some of the things they'll do will work out, some won't. They'll waste a lot of time. But here's the thing now, with mind power, it's in the beginning a very active process where we are relaying to our subconscious mind and thus the universe the picture and the feeling and the vibration of what it is that we want. It's a very active process of telling the universe what we want. Now, down the road a bit, it kind of turns back and it becomes a passive, not active process in which we have now told the universe what it is we want very clearly and we continue to do so. But now the universe starts showing us what we need to do to get it. In other words, our part. So that's why, and you're talking about synchronicity basically is what you were alluding to, where things just start to magically work out. People are doing things, events are unfolding, but there are little parts where you have to fill in, where no one but you can make a certain phone call or whatever. And so when you work it like that, your mistakes are far fewer than they would be, because and you still make mistakes because, first of all, you will do conscious mind things. Second of all, people misinterpret, you know, intuition sometimes or intuitive knowings, inspirational guidance, or they just don't follow through on it. But when you do, you find out that it never errs. When you go by your own conscious mind, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. When you follow true inspiration and intuitional knowing, it always works out because it's a process that is perfection itself and cannot have any flaws. It does not have any flaws. And so that gives us great confidence to act in line with what the universe, and that's the term I use most often also, is guiding us to do. Remember, the universe is desiring through us, and it wants us to be all we can be and to fulfill these dreams, because we can be of the greatest benefit to other people and to the universe at large when we work for the universe and follow what it is guiding us to do.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're right in sync with this. Now, I have a couple of questions, though, because one of the philosophies that I'm using now, one of the concepts, whatever you want to call it, is that I cannot speed anything up, I cannot slow anything down, I cannot stop it, and I cannot force it. So I really, in other words, I created this reality prior to even coming here. And regardless of what I do or regardless of what I don't do, if it's time for me to experience having millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, it's going to be time. I can't speed it up and I can't slow it down. What do you think about that?
Right. Here's the thing. The way I look at it is that your own will always come to you, good or bad. And so it's not about trying to force things or anything of that nature, because once certain it's like if you roll a boulder down the hill and it's in motion, it's not going to stop unless it hits a barrier or, you know, until it gets to the bottom of the hill and then runs out of steam on flat ground. So certain things are in motion and they are leading to an ultimate place. Now, I do believe in destiny, but I also believe in human free will. You know, there wouldn't be much point to life if there wasn't free will. So, but, you know, you hear people like Oprah just talk about this sense of destiny that they had, even as a very young child. They just knew something was coming. There would be something big and noteworthy in their lives, even though they couldn't articulate it and didn't know what it was. But, you know, other factors can come into play, including the own individual's actions or obstinance or whatever, to stop that. But when we come in, there is a definite trajectory and a definite goal and a definite service and use that we are, you know, basically supposed to be. But it is a process of discovering it and then doing our part in line with what the universe is trying to set up. Because when we are what I call our right livelihood, others have called it right livelihood, and that's whether you're making money at it or not, but when you are doing what you're here to do, you know, when time loses all meaning and there is no time and you just are so engrossed and you feel like you're one with this process, whether it's writing, acting, business, whatever, that is when you are most in tune and in line with the universe / God / your higher self, because you are performing the function that you are here to perform. And when you do that, you're working directly for the universe, and the universe is the best employer in the world. It has the best pay, the best, you know, benefits package and all of that. There's no human employer on this planet that can match it. And so that's where I want to be. I want to be working for the universe and collecting my pay.
Oh, I love the way you put that. Oh my goodness, working for the universe and collecting and the best employer. Yes, 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 yes. I love this. Okay, let's give my audience some crack of what do we do first, and can we get some points? How do we begin this process? What specifically do we have to do? How do we manifest money specifically?
Right. Okay. Well, what I'll start out with is that, you know, the first step for me really it's desire. Because without desire, we won't do anything, including thinking in certain ways. And I have a quote here from Robert Collier from The Secret of the Ages, 1926. And he wrote, "Desire is the great moving power of the mind, that which excites into action the will and powers of the individual. It is at the bottom of action, emotion, or expression." So that's the first place we start, is we need to have desire for money. Not just anybody will say, oh, I'd love to win the lottery, you know, or I'd love to have more money, or I'd love to buy a new car. But what are you doing towards that end? If you're just sitting on the couch every night after your soul-draining job and drinking three beers every night before you go to bed to get up and do it again, you're not really that serious. People that are serious are doing research. They're going back to school. They're doing something towards their dream. So desire is where it starts. You need to increase your desire so that it will impel you to act. And then belief. We have to understand that belief is an extremely important, and it's just a foundational part of this whole thing, that you actually have to bring yourself to believe that you not only can have this money, but that you do have it. And it's not just an empty belief or a mind trick, because you do actually have it when you create it in the realm of energy and consciousness. You need to bring yourself to that level of belief. And the example I use sometimes is if you won the lottery, and let's say you won $10 million and you're taking it in one lump sum, you would absolutely believe that you're going to get the money. I mean, you have the letter in your hand from the lottery office, you know, your check will be released on, you know, December 13th or whatever, and you absolutely know and believe that that money will, that you will have it. That's the level of belief I advocate building. And we do it through many ways, by entertaining the thoughts of what we want, by being positive emotions towards it, by working towards it when appropriate. And this leads into a profound state, which is belief at another level, and that is expectancy. When we come to expect that the what we want will come about, we will actually have crossed the line where now it is almost inevitable when we really come to expect it, because we don't expect things. See, belief is very powerful, but we can believe things that are true and not true. You know, people can lie to us or whatever. But expectancy is belief in the fact that we believe that something will come about in the future. And we live and think and feel as if that's true. And but a very important part of this is what I call the money mindset. Now, this is every thought, feeling, and image we have concerning money at all, whether it's how the government or the IRS, you know, people gripe about big corporations, their neighbors, about how any people or organization, and yourself, of course, get their money or spend their money. You want that, everything, every thought having to do with that is a part of your money mindset. It's either of a high vibration or a low vibration. It either attracts or repels money. And so you want to strive to have all of your thoughts and feelings and images be of a positive nature regarding money in any way. And if you can't be positive, at least neutral. In other words, I mean, I could point to all kinds of things in government, business, corporations, whatever, having to do with money that I could find fault with. But I don't give myself that luxury. I don't indulge it, because I know that it's going to hurt my own money mindset. So again, positive or at the very least neutral about anything having to do with that. And then, you know, we could talk about specific techniques.
I do want to talk about specific techniques. And there's a question in the chat room. I've opened up the chat room. And also, if anyone wants to call in live, you can call in at 646-564-9619. And the question in the chat room is, does meditation help in the process of attracting money?
Okay, this is a question I've had before, and what I always tell people is that if they think it does, I mean, right there, you have the belief in that process. So I encourage everyone to follow any spiritual paths or attracting type paths that they are on. But meditation as such is not a part of what I'm teaching at all. Although there's certain aspects of it, you know, the concentration or visualization and things of this nature, but really it's a mindset of how we go through our lives every moment. So if you have some kind of meditation process and you think it is going to help you, or it's been purported to help in attracting money or whatever, by all means, use that too, but it's absolutely, you know, and a lot of people just are not into meditation. They've tried it. It just doesn't work for them. They get too bored or whatever. They're not overly spiritually, you know, inclined in that way. And that's why the way that I teach this is perfect, because anyone can use it, spiritually inclined or not, you know, meditation inclined or not. So, again, feel free to do that, but it's absolutely not necessary for the process I'm teaching.
I love that. I love that. And I'm one of those people that am not really into meditation. Well, I don't do the standard meditation. I actually meditate in the shower or if I'm on the bus. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty and let's tell us how to if we don't have the desire, how to get the desire? If we don't have the belief, how to get the belief? And if we, how do we get to this money mindset? Specifically, how do we do it? Give us the secret, please. I'm begging you.
Right. Well, as far as desire, the thing is to get clear on what you want. And, you know, you can do this by making a list or writing down the different things you've wanted to do or accomplish. And but then you want to start to define, refine, and prioritize. And so you would cross off certain things that can wait until after you have the money you're trying to attract or whatever. And then you could number in order, you know, prioritize the most important thing, the second most important, and I think money should be way high up on it. I mean, let's face it, money, it speaks to every area of your life. Having more money can help you improve virtually any area of your life. It speaks to your very survival in so many ways, your physical survival, whether you have money or not. And so this should be very high on the list, whether it's increasing your net worth or your income or whatever. And then, you know, you start to use the energy you would have used for all these other things that were all spread out and not prioritized for the few things that you really, really have built up your desire for. Now that you've identified them, you've thought about what it will mean to you, and you've actually written down and said, hey, this is the most important thing right here, or the second or the third, and then you will start working on it. And then the various techniques that we use help to build, we're talking about the belief, and such as thinking end results. You know, just in a nutshell, we always want to strive to think of the end results that we are trying to create, and as a result, because I don't want people to try to avoid or push away or resist negative thoughts, but as a result of thinking positively, thinking of the end results you do want and entertaining those thoughts throughout your day, you, as a direct result, won't be thinking about the negative while you're thinking about the positive. So if you're having negative thoughts, ooh, I hope I have enough money for the rent next month, or I hope I'm not in this, you know, latest round of budget cuts and layoffs coming up or whatever, you don't think about that. As soon as you start to, you switch your mind to a positive trajectory, thinking about the end results that you want. And then there's a technique that I call think and feel as if. And this is where the feeling comes in. You always want to think and feel as if those financial eventualities, and of course everything I'm talking about can be used for any area of life, but in this sense we're focusing on money. You always want to think and feel as if those things that you want to be true about your finances are true. You want to think as if they are true. And then we could step into another technique that I call the speak as if technique. It's a term that I coined. And I'd like to give you a quote here from Julius Seaton, The Science of Success, 1914. That book was published. And she said, "If we listen to the words of the failure multitude, we will soon learn that by their words they are justified and condemned." And here's another one, Georgiana Tree West, Prosperity's Ten Commandments. She was a Unity writer, 1944, and she said, "The laws of mind go into operation through our words." And so the speak-as-if technique is this, that you always want to speak as if those financial circumstances you are trying to bring about either are now or will be reality. I mean, people really need to get the fact that they are speaking in many ways and to a great degree. They are actually speaking their financial circumstances and all circumstances into existence. Because, you know, our thoughts are powerful, but when we here's another quote. Louise, let's see. Walter DeVoe, Mystic Words of Mighty Power, 1905. And he wrote, "Thoughts are living things, and spoken words give to thoughts a body of physical vibrations which makes them still stronger." So our thoughts are very powerful. Our thoughts are always creating. But when we voice things, we add a tremendous amount of power to that. It goes into other people's minds if people hear what we say. And so extremely important. Don't talk, you know, "I'm no good with money," or "I probably won't have, you know, my job much longer," or "this car isn't going to hold out, you know, much longer." You don't speak like that. You speak as if those things that you want to be true are true. I'm so blessed to have this good running car. You know, I always pay my rent on time, and things of that nature. And now here is this is a big one, because this is the line in the sand as I see it. And that is the act as if technique. And that's a staple in metaphysical teachings. Many teachers will tell you about this. And that as if is that you want to always strive to act as if those financial eventualities you want to come about either are now or will be reality. And you see, you can't fool the universe. And, you know, you can say that you believe something. You can say you believe you'll always have enough money. But if you are not able to spend money now, in reasonable ways, for let's say a new sweater you want or whatever. In other words, you have the money, but you don't want to spend it because you're afraid, really, what it comes down to. You really like this sweater, but you're afraid that you might not have enough money later. You might need this money and not have it then. And in that process, you are doing two things. One is you're creating needing this money later. And number two is you are it's like a report card. You're showing and demonstrating to the universe and your subconscious mind in a very practical way that you really do not believe. You see, going back to the lottery scenario, if you won the lottery and you knew you were going to get $10 million on August 3rd, you would be, what? I don't know, look pricing homes, looking at new cars. You'd be maybe opening up a new account, let's say a money market account you want to deposit your money into. You'd be maybe reading up on personal finance and investing, or talking to professionals. You would absolutely be acting as if the money is already yours, and that's the level that you need to get to for any money that you're trying to create. So acting as if is extremely important. And then another staple metaphysical procedure or technique is affirmation. And if we have time, I can tell you my favorite little story of how I used one simple affirmation to get out of $10,000 in credit card debt at a time when I was making extremely low amount of money and going deeper in debt every month, not only to survive, to make up the difference of what I wasn't earning, but also to pay the cards. You know, I was switching the cards around between the low rates every time I had a chance. And so I was actually borrowing from the cards to pay the cards, and plus to make up for the deficit of what I needed to live. But affirmation is a very simple technique where we come up with a statement of something that we want to be true, and we state it in the very simplest terms possible, very direct, as if it's already happened, because the subconscious mind does not relate to or deal with the concept of time. And then we state that to ourselves, mentally, verbally, whatever, we can write it down over time. And yes,
What is the affirmation? Give us the affirmation. What is the
that
affirmation
I used?
Yes.
The affirmation that I used, and anyone can use this just verbatim, it's very powerful. And it was, I tweaked it over a day or two, and, you know, like any little writing project, but I finally came up with this affirmation. All of my credit cards are completely paid off. That was it. And also you notice affirmations do not have any reference to how it happened. Not, you know, I won the lottery and then I paid it off. I found a bag of money and I paid it off. I got a raise and I paid it off. No, because you leave the ways and means completely open to the universe. And I was doing that affirmation morning, you know, during the day, at night, when my subconscious mind was most closely accessible from my subconscious mind, as soon as I woke up, as soon as I went to sleep, riding my bicycle to work, and all of these kinds of things. And 4 to 6 weeks later, someone came into my life, the story I can really boil it down, that I had only met once or twice before, didn't really know that well, knew them more through another person. And I hadn't seen this person in a year and a half. They lived 150, you know, 200 miles away. And all of a sudden, here's this person in front of me. The conversation turns to finances and things. I told this person about my credit card debt. And this person actually wrote me a check on the spot, pulled the checkbook out of the purse and wrote me a check for $10,000. Well, as it turns out, this person had just come into a whole lot more than $10,000 in just the last, you know, couple of days. In other words, had gained access to all of this money, huge amount of money. And so writing a $10,000 check was like nothing. And she said, you don't need that debt. Here's, and then for the next month, every time a credit card bill came in, whether it was whatever, $500 or you know, $4,000, I paid it off in full. And so I was completely out of that credit card debt in a way that I never could have imagined would come about. I mean, and that's a miracle still that inspires me when I think about it, that keeps my faith strong, and that helps other people when they hear it. I'm still telling the story today. I have a video on YouTube where I talk about it in a lecture I gave at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in San Diego. So it's just... it just shows that when we get our minds right, the universe will line things up. And by the way, everything that had to happen for this person to be sitting there at that time, it was started to gel about this time I started to do my affirmation. You know, I found out later that things started changing for this person to where this massive disruption really is what it was in their lives, and change in their lives had to happen, and in which they became in control of all this money. And so that's a very important thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Ray, I love what basically you're talking about. And this is one of the things that I talk about on my show is trusting without evidence, without physical evidence, trusting and knowing and surrendering without physical evidence. There's another couple of questions in the chat room, and one of the things we were talking about, acting as if, believing as if, and it says, so when you say fake it until you make it, so to speak, is that fooling the universe?
Okay, here's the thing. There is no faking, really, because everything is real. It's real in consciousness. And so when you act as if, because here's the thing, let's go back to the example of the sweater. You really do have the money for the sweater. So by buying the sweater, you're not fooling anybody. It's not a fake it till you make it. You have the money, you purchase the sweater. But the process of acting as if you'll have money later for whatever you need, and you don't need that $50 that the sweater cost, that is the process that's so important. So there is no faking it, because everything's real in consciousness and the realms of energy. We act as if we believe. It's like if I'm planning on having a whole lot of money someday, and I'm sitting here reading financial books so that I know what to do when I get it, you know, raising my personal finance IQ, that's not faking it until I make it. That's absolutely expecting to have the money and acting as if I will have the money. And it's a very powerful process, because it demonstrates and proves and solidifies, that's important, our belief and our expectancy in what we're trying to create.
One of my, if you want to call it an affirmation, but I said it, but now I'm going to start saying it a lot more, and that is, I have more money than I'll ever be able to spend.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that, and I'm gonna start saying it a lot more. I say it from time to time, but now, okay, let's with. So are you here to share that you have no money financial issues and you just have it pouring in? And well, you know, one of the things I – let me get back to that question. But one of the things that I teach on this show is, regardless of having money or regardless of not having money, it has nothing to do with your internal peace or your internal happiness. External circumstances, for me, cannot dictate how I feel internally. I just cannot let any external circumstances take over my vibration or affect my vibration, if you will. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, that's very important because it is the feeling and the vibration that's allowing our good to flow to us. So we should always absolutely feel like we have the money, we will have the money. Now, you know, anybody's finances, and everything's relative. I mean, even people with hundreds of millions of dollars have money problems. They get in a bind once in a while. They're overextended in this direction or that direction. So it's not about...
Let me say something. Not only do people with a lot of money have money problems, but they're unhappy. Money has nothing to do with being happy or being content. I mean, there are people. There's a friend of mine that works in the dignitary protection, and he's met world leaders all over: presidents, prime ministers, the wealthiest people on this planet, because he's in the security department, and he's met all of them. And he says, you know what? They have all this money, and they're miserable. They're as miserable as the guy on the street that's broke. So where money is, it does allow us to do a lot of other things that we don't have money. But as far as what I teach on this show, a happiness, a contentment, has nothing to do with how much money you have.
Right. You should feel right now as happy about having the amount of money you'd like to have as you. So, you know, somebody just wrote me an email just very recently, and it was a very desperate kind of an email. But they said, I need to get a lot of money so that I can be happy and secure, or however they put it. And I said, well, I think you have it backwards. You have to be happy and secure so that you can have the money. Because the desperation is right. The desperation is pushing it away. You know, with a lot of very wealthy people, they've compromised their own moral standards and things of this nature to get that money. So, of course, they're going to be very, you know, they're not going to be happy. They think that money will give them things that it won't. You know, money won't make you happy. And so they go into it with the wrong mindset. But, you know, money, for me, it absolutely flows. You know, sometimes I have more, sometimes I have less, sometimes unexpected expenses come up like anyone else, there's things I want to do and all of that, but money absolutely flows. I mean, I never miss a beat. When I quit after the 8 years working on my book, and I was at that time $50,000 in credit card debt as a household, and I actually, and again, spiraling out of control, and believe me, I mean, things happen. It's not just knowing, it's doing. So here I am, I've been working on this book, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, for 8 years, and here I was, $50,000 in credit card debt as a family, and I finally said, you know, I've just let my consciousness slip, and I'm going to have to turn this around. So what I did was what everyone thought was the craziest thing I could ever do. I quit my job. And I totally focused on writing the book day in and day out and collecting my quotes, but also doing everything I was teaching, all of it. The first example I gave you was just one simple affirmation. Now I was doing affirmations, visualizations, speaking as if every chance I had to my housemates and things of this nature. And in a three-month period, I attracted into the house 2 six-figure windfalls, two of them. And this was, I don't know if this is, you know, 2007 is when my book was published, and this was maybe a year before that. So since, let's say, 2006, our household was $50,000 in credit card debt. I quit my job, and I actually did a lot of other things. I got So, I mean, I didn't speak for the first 10 days. I went into complete silence. I was, you know, like, I'm not telling other people to do this, but I was fasting, and I was just, my short hair grew. It's grown again now, but into a long beard and hair by the time I ever cut it again. And I was just, I wasn't on the internet at the time. Didn't even know how to use a computer when I attracted that money. I was up in this attic room in this house that I lived on, but I have never had to and never will have to work another quote-unquote job again. I will never have to work outside my own home again because I proved to myself it wasn't about the job. It wasn't about the debt. It wasn't about anything other than my mindset. And that was the turning point in my professional and personal life regarding finances in every way, because I went out on complete faith, because quitting that job, I knew this is either going to work, and pretty quickly, because some of those cards were going to start shutting me down, because you can't get too high, you know, where you owe them too much money and you owe all these other cards money. They will cut you off. I would have ended up on the street if this didn't work. And I tell people, my most amazing and powerful and just, you know, awesome mind power miracles and money miracles have happened when my back has been most firmly against the wall financially. And it just forced me to have to dig in and say, I know how to do this. This is unacceptable, and it's going to change now. And huge, huge things can happen in very short amounts of time, in ways that we never would have thought of ourselves or even conceived of being possible. All we got to do is work the mind power principles the way I teach it. It's not a big complex process, but you got to have certain elements in play, and you will be the master of your financial circumstances. Sometimes you'll have more money, sometimes you'll have less, and all of that, but you will always absolutely know that no matter what, you will not have to do anything that you don't want to do for money, and you will be able to live your dream, work your right livelihood, and you will be able to have all you want and need when you want and need it, as the in divine order. We're not overly, you know, anxious about these things or whatever, and it will always work out. And for me, I've decided that was the last job. It was a caregiver for a very low pay, taking care of a developmentally disabled man in his home. And I told myself, that is the last job I will ever work. I don't like jobs. I want to work. I want to do what I want to do. What I want to do. I want to write. And universe, if you want me to write, then pay me. Pay me for it. And it doesn't have to be through the writing even. For so long in the beginning, nobody knew who my book was. I didn't know how to promote, but the universe provided in various ways. And so this process works. It absolutely works. And the more faith you have in it, and the more you step out and act as if. There's a quote by either Emerson or William James. I get them mixed up sometimes as far as their quotes. And here it is. Do the thing and you will have the power. It's not waiting till you have money to do this or that. It's doing it now, if it's at all doable without the money. The money will come. Do the thing, and you'll have the power.
So it's do the thing, and you'll have the power.
Right. Do the thing, and you'll have, in other words, you'll have the ability to do it. Even though it seems undoable, even though you don't think you have the resources or the connections or the money, get it started anyway. Do it.
You know what? I have to say that you have been so inspirational. This conversation, what you talked about, is just, it's actually taken me to another level just by listening to you. Especially, I believe miracles happen all the time. I see that there's evidence in my life, miracles, synchronicity, whatever you want to call it, that the universe is in play. But when you said you quit your job and you just dug in, there's something that I got goosebumps, because I have a job. And, yeah, it, in other words, you just sparked something in me. I don't know where it's going to go, but you just sparked something in me just to have that fever, that fervor of knowing, that passion, it's it, 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 It's such a powerful energy. I could feel your decision making and why you made it. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, of course, I'm not telling everyone to go quit their jobs, but that's a decision each person will make, and it might be something else. It might be, you know, some other decision that's life-transforming and that other people think doesn't make sense. But the fact is, when will it be right for you to quit your job or anybody else? You will absolutely know, because you will have the faith that I had, the absolute knowing that everything's going to work out or you're going to die, and you don't care, because you are going to have this thing or you don't want anything. You want what you want, and you'll have it on your terms. And when you stand, I mean, believe me, the universe loves that. It takes notice. You are actually channeling and expressing the universe in your action. You are God/universe in action. The God and the universe can't do much without something in the material dimension acting as the intermediary and the expression and the vehicle for that. Become a vehicle, and you will be so empowered that you can. I mean, I have done things now with mind power that me and my partner, we were moving between states. Real quick story: we got stuck in the middle of the night. We were driving a 1978 Cordoba on an old two-lane highway in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the night, literally in the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, the electric went out or something. I lost my steering, and everything just died. I was able to just turn that wheel and get it off to the side of the road. Now, I don't know anything about cars. I lifted up the hood. All I knew was that nothing was smoking and that the engine was still there. That's literally all I knew. So it didn't even help to open the hood of the car. I'm very psychic. My traveling companion is a medium and extremely psychic. And very quickly, we both realized and looked at each other and confirmed that we were in a lot of trouble, because there was danger heading to us on that lonely highway in the middle of the night. And I looked at her and I said, do you feel that? Yes. And we confirmed that we were in a lot of trouble. If we were in this place in just, a short time from now, we were in life-threatening trouble. And I said to her, listen, and I closed the hood of the trunk. I said, we're getting in that car right now. I am turning that key, and we are driving out of here. And I was staring her just right in the eye, and there was no doubt in my mind I was going to do it. And she said, okay. We got in the car, turned the key, and drove the rest of the way. And the next morning, we entered into daylight, San Diego County or whatever. Mind power goes a whole lot further than just attracting money. It can save your life. And so I've got so many experiences like this that I will be, writing about and talking about at various times. But when you get a hold of this and you learn how to work it, then there is not a whole lot you can do, and there's not a whole lot that can take you down, because the universe can overcome any obstacle, and anything can be accomplished with this level of belief and with a working knowledge of the principles and techniques of metaphysics and mind power. You become like a superhuman being of some sort, but it's very natural, and anyone can do it. You just have to learn how.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a great hour this has been. We only have a couple minutes left. Is there anything you want to sum up to my audience? No, we only have a couple minutes. I'm just loving this interview. Anything else you'd like to share, James?
I would like to tell people that mind power works. It has worked for me. It has worked for thousands of other people, millions, in fact. And it will work for you. That's what I want people to know. This isn't just, that's great for him, but I could never do that. You can do it. You can do it. Mind power works for any human being of sound mind. You don't even need a sound body. And that's what I want people to know. This stuff works. It will change your life, and you will bless so many others in the process. You just have to learn some techniques and apply them and be consistent. That's all there is to it. It's not anything you have to figure out. You just have to follow those who already know and learn what they learn and then apply it. And what I tell people is ponder principles, test techniques, and then observe results. then ponder, test, and observe some more. That's the process. If you stay in that process, you will develop yourself into something that you cannot even imagine right now, the power that you can wield.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, James Glay. And my listeners, you can go and go to James' website at James, I'll spell it, JamesGoijr. That's JamesGoijr.com. And I really appreciate that you're here today. I just love your message. I love this conversation. And one of the things that I agree with, well, so many things I agree with you, but one of the most powerful is knowing, and it's basically a trusting. I like to say that, you know, I'm going to jump off the mountaintop, and it's like a tight rope walker. I'm just going to jump, and I know that wherever I land, the universe is going to not only catch me, but take care of me, and I trust that. And so it's really knowing, trusting, surrendering, and relaxing, and with patience also. So thank you so much, James, for guesting on Reality Spirituality. Will you come back again?
I would love to. You know, a lot of shows have had me back again. One show, I just did my 11th appearance yesterday on that show.
Oh,
so
nice.
I love coming back and being able to cover this material to whatever degree we can.
Yes. You are a popular young man. I love that. Well, thanks again, James. And I want to say that thank you all for listening to Reality Spirituality. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And you know what? Until tomorrow, we are going to have another show tomorrow. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And tomorrow is going to be me and my listeners. James, you're welcome to call in if you want to tomorrow. But thank you all for being here. And remember, just like James was saying, we have free will. We have choices. We have the universe has gifted us with choices. So throughout every moment and every day, you are powerful in your choices that you make. Basically, this case, the kind of life you're going to have, you do create your own reality. I love you. You can listen to Reality Spirituality. And until tomorrow, have a great day.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Questions for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get reality Spirituality.
And it's time to get down.
James, you're still there. Thank you.
She's on the radio. Okay, hold on. Tell him to hold on a second.
Hello, James?
Pick up the phone? No, yeah.
Hello, he'll be right here. Hi.
Okay, hi. That's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, James. I just wanted to say thank you again.
Thank you. That was a great interview that you led.
Well, listen. It's I love doing this. This is one of my gifts. This is one of my passions, and sharing with my audience so many diverse people, but with the same concept. I mean, we're on the same page with this universe. We're on the same page.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think the people are going to really be able to benefit from this because there's a lot of power in there, and it is inspiring, and it is catchy. You know, people kind of catch that feeling and that conviction, and it gets in them, and it really does move people. It's more than just the information. It's the energy that is behind the information.
Yes, definitely it's the energy behind the information. I mean, the energy is everything. The energy is everything. So And I love the way that you have stories. Stories are so powerful, and I love the way that, you know, you've done your research and just your, I can actually just feel your passion and your love for sharing with as many people as you can.
Right. I really do. I mean, that is my passion, and that's what I live for. And basically, almost, you know, from when I wake up to when I go to bed at night, I'm doing something in this vein. And if I'm doing something like taking a walk, I'm thinking about, you know, what I'm doing and what I can do. So I really do live and breathe this subject matter for myself and also for the sharing of it.
Yeah. So thanks again. And we will contact you again for another appearance. I got so much out of the show because it is a different way of thinking. It is a different way of thinking as opposed to I don't have enough money to having, I have more money than I'll ever be able to spend. It's even if whatever the evidence is in your bank account, whatever the evidence is, it's what you believe. So I appreciate you confirming all that for me.
Right. I mean, almost like the bank account is almost a non-issue. When you have the right mindset, the bank account is not the issue. It's the mindset. And everything just flows. I mean, I am so passionate about helping people with this because it affects in modern life how much money you do or don't have. It affects every single area of life. People say, well, how does it affect, you know, love or family? Well, if you don't have to do a soul draining job 40 hours or 60 hours a week to get your money, then you might have more time and more presence of mind when you are around your family to give them more attention. Well, how can it help my health? Well, you can hire the best in the fields of any medical care you need. You can go to alternative practitioners. You can travel around the world to some great fasting retreat. You know, just anything you can think of, and physical survival, living in a safe place or not, having a good vehicle or some claptrap that's held together with rubber bands, living in a crime-ridden area or an affluent area in a gated community perhaps, money is at the root. And you were saying in the beginning how money is such a powerful concept and all. It's because it speaks to our very survival and acceptance and are the expressions of what we have, what we want to do. Money is at the bottom of all of it in a material, you know, dimension and in a modern society. And what's at the bottom of money is the mental part. And that's why we can control it. And what greater message, you know, to give people that can have such profound and far-reaching effects in every single area of their life.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful plan. I don't even know how I discovered you or how we found you, but yes, of course I know how the universe brought you to me. But
right.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you again, James. You'll be hearing from us, and I'm so glad. I'll tell my son that you love his song. I love his song, too.
Yes, well, thank you for that. Yeah, let him know. And I would love to be on anytime you'd like to have me. I'm always ready to go.
Okay, thank you so much, James. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too, and thank you, Rebecca. Take care.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.